President Obama calls the situation in Afghanistan a big challenge and says progress toward democracy there is lagging behind that in Iraq.
We just saw an election in Iraq that went relatively peacefully, and you get a sense that the political system is now functioning in a meaningful way. You do not see that yet in Afghanistan. They've got elections coming up, but effectively the national government seems very detached from what's going on in the surrounding community.
In a nationally televised news conference, the president also said terrorist safe havens along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border must be eliminated. As part of his review, he said he will assess American and multinational diplomatic, economic, and military efforts to cooperate toward that end.
In addition, you've got the Taliban and al-Qaeda operating in the Fatah and these border regions between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And what we haven't seen is the kind of concerted effort to root out those safe havens that would ultimately make our mission successful.
The United States has an estimated 33,000 troops in Afghanistan, and that number is expected to almost double. Mr. Obama says he does not have a timetable for winning the war in Afghanistan, but he says defeating al-Qaeda and the Taliban is as important for Pakistan as it is for the United States.
It's not acceptable for Pakistan or for us to have folks who, with impunity, will kill innocent men, women, and children.
The president has sent his special South Asian envoy, veteran diplomat Richard Holbrooke, to the region, partly to strengthen the U.S. alliance with the Pakistani government of President Asif Ali Zardari. At his news conference, Mr. Obama said the United States must make sure that Pakistan is a stalwart ally in battling the terrorist threat. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.